right? And that.
So what's
is
happening now?
It's in a big drum, and there's gas coming up and heating it, roasting it.
It's an unusual looking machine. It's like it is like a metal, almost smiley faced robot barrel with a massive conical nose, filled with green beans that you've just put in. How hot is this running at?
300 Fahrenheit, I think that is. Yeah, 300.
300 Fahrenheit, about 150 degrees Celsius, or so.
Yeah.
Is that optimum roasting for what you're trying to produce today?
Yes,
when it comes
it
to coffee?
Yeah.
Tell everybody where we are.
We're in Leighton Buzzard, in the House of Coffee.
And it was Christian Hambley, who's at Christian Hambley, who brought me here today, having read my 40 at 40 list, things I want to do in the year of being 40. One of them was, you know, get some experience in roasting coffee and maybe even roast my own. And we are going to possibly foolishly attempt to do that in your oven, which I imagine does go to 150 degrees.
Yes, and we've got our oven thermometer all set. It's going to be entertaining. It's whether my other half is going to kill me afterwards is the question.
And one of the reasons for coming here is because, well, this is where your coffee story started.
Absolutely. This was one of the first places I bought freshly roasted coffee. I kind of had an epiphany. My girlfriend had told me about it. I followed my nose when I came to Leighton Buzzard, and in I came. And interestingly, I had the same fall in love story as you did, Christian, with these amazing containers for coffee and the kind of non-mechanical sense that they just kind of slide out and get dosed into bags.
Definitely, it looks like a lovely way to store your fresh roast. There's all kinds of coffee paraphernalia in here, coffee making receptacles. I'd love to know a little bit about the beans that you're actually using, their origin.
They're Arabica beans. We get them from our brokers, and we go down to Tilbury and pick them up, and that's it. There's nothing else. It's as simple as that. They're green beans. They're in massive sacks. We sell the sacks, £1 each, for charity. And lots of people find lots of uses for them.
I imagine just a glorious Lada air freshener would be one. Because
they don't smell a coffee.
They don't smell, of course, because it's the roast.
Not until they're roasted, yeah. They smell musty, that's all. But they're Hessian. You don't get many things with Hessian sacks like that.
No, definitely. If I can I reach in and grab a couple of just grabbing a handful of unroasted green beans here.
Yeah, they're dry. If you wet one,
you're
of
those, right.
You break your teeth.
They're that hard.
Yeah.
So what does roasting actually do to the bean, apart from make it very hot and roasty?
I think it brings the moisture out on it. And then you can grind it. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Nick's the one that reads all and knows everything about it, all the technical stuff. I know that it takes about 15 minutes for a medium roast. And, you know, you look at the colour and you just know what you're doing with it. And then you can grind it. But otherwise, it's like a stone until the heat hits it.
Is it one roast a day?
I try and do 10.
10 roasts a day?
Yeah.
How much can you roast in one?
5 kilos.
5 kilos. So you'll do 50 kilos a day?
Yes.
Wow, that's my maths. That's the limit of my maths, actually. So at 17 grams a cup, I'm going to get Christian to calculate now exactly how many cups of delicious fresh roast coffee come out of your machine today. He's talking espresso. He's got his iPhone out.
But you lose
the calculator is the one thing that does work on the iPhone.
20% in the roast.
Ah, so 20% of the beans go in the roast.
Yes. So I've got 5 kilos. We'll lose 20%. That's what we work on by just roasting.
So how long has this been a coffee shop as such?
30 years.
30 years?
Yeah. It's been here 30 years.
I'm trying to think about... Were there more roasters around 30 years ago than there are now?
Loads.
And now it's, I don't know, we're just so used to shipping stuff in.
Yeah, or buying in supermarkets.
Yeah. So what are the benefits of coming to an independent like yourself?
It's freshly roasted.
But you can't get fresher than me standing here watching it.
That's it. No gases are put into it to cool it down like they do in supermarkets. We know what goes into our blends. We don't put anything nasty to make it go further, like chicory, unless someone asks for it, or fig, which is nice. That makes Viennese coffee if you add fig. Robusta, we don't add Robusta to our blends in the shop unless someone asks for it. So it's good coffee.
How do you drink yours, and how many might you enjoy a day?
We used to have a filter machine, but we put that out into another place. So I just drink tea during the day at the moment.
Really? Yeah. All this contact
yeah,
with coffee?
Yeah, but tea. We sell loose tea here.
Oh, wow. So there's a barrel of loose tea.
We're a tea and coffee merchant. So loads of loose tea we sell.
If you want to have a look at where we're standing right now, go to thehouseofcoffee.co.uk. I believe there's a new website up and running, and even on Twitter and Facebook, looking at the icons underneath. So I just can't believe the smell as I walk in. I can see totally how you, Christian, just fell in love with the thought of, I don't know, is it the chemistry? Is it the paraphernalia? Is it the ritual?
Very much the ritual. Paraphernalia and gadgetry? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. But it's the ritual in the morning. I enjoy taking 3 minutes out of my day to get up and make not a cup of coffee, but the best cup of coffee I can enjoy and set myself up for the best day, I guess.
So I guess later on it might be worth me actually recording your ritual, because I guess it's evolved or changes depending on your mood.
Yeah, very much depending on mood. Over time as well, the last two and a half years, it's gone from kind of almost obsessive accuracy to a far more relaxed process and fun, I guess, now.
Well, let's concentrate a little bit on the process, and I'd like to take a couple of photographs, especially of this machine. What's your name again?
My name's Janet.
Janet, thank you very much for the introduction.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you didn't have to ask twice.